This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Standard & Poor's has just cut Egypt's credit rating. Today's move comes as President Mohamed Morsi's party claims to have won a vote on controversial changes to the Constitution. The BBC's Bethany Bell joins us from Cairo. Hello, Bethany.
Hello.
So Morsi's government faces tough choices ahead to get the budget deficit under control. Just give us a sense of the general economic situation there.
Egypt's trying at the moment to get a big IMF loan, a $4.8 billion loan. It needs to introduce tax reforms, which are going to be painful. And it's also, at the moment, a lot of people here in Egypt are saying, with the split in the political landscape, the split between President Morsi and his Islamist supporters and then the opposition, it could be quite challenging for them to try and get these painful reforms and some of these tax rises through because they may have squandered some of that understanding that would help implement these difficult economic reforms.
And give a sense as to what ordinary Egyptians could face. What kind of tax hikes or budget cuts are we talking about?
Well, just before this controversial referendum on a new draft constitution, President Morsi introduced a number of different increases on the sales tax, on alcoholic beverages, on cigarettes. Then he withdrew them within hours because there were criticisms from the opposition and from the media. Now, that delayed the approval of the IMF loan. There also have been delays in reforms of energy subsidies, for example. So a whole range of different things that could be hitting Egyptians if they can agree to these economic reforms.
Okay, the BBC's Bethany Bell in Cairo. Thanks.
Thank you.